Good morning, Franciscans.
Good morning.
Very nice to share this summer Sunday with you. Some of you are back from travel, some of you may be on your way, but today we're all here together and we rejoice in that. We have a wonderful parable, a great parable from Luke the Evangelist today, and we have a wonderful preacher to introduce it to us. So look forward to Pam's sermon.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, giving them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, by word and example, you have shown us the meaning of neighborliness and the way of love. Grant that we may learn to recognize as our neighbor every fellow human being who needs our help, and to serve them with a love that is costly and unselfish, like your own love for us. We ask this for your name's sake, O Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Who is my neighbor? It's a pretty good question, isn't it? Perhaps it's a question we ourselves have had. This morning, the question comes from the lips of a lawyer in the opening section of our gospel reading from Luke. And if we listen carefully, we might get the feeling that this lawyer is trying to line up all his definitions under the law so that he can ultimately make his case to God that he qualifies to inherit eternal life. He has successfully interpreted the law as requiring that one love God and one's neighbor, and Jesus tells him so. But he wants to know exactly who he's supposed to love when it comes to neighbors. Who is my neighbor? He asks. And we get the distinct feeling that it's because he doesn't want to waste any time or effort on those who don't make the cut. Jesus answers with a parable. Not a good sign for the lawyer. Jesus has something for him to learn, and he's going to use a story to instruct him. The parable he uses has become one of the most famous ones in the Bible. We've probably all heard that before this morning, haven't we? A man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho is set upon by robbers who do a number on him and leave him half dead. A priest comes upon the man, sees him, and passes by on the other side. A Levite does the same. But then a Samaritan comes by, sees him, and is filled with compassion. He goes to him, bandages his wounds, takes him to an inn, and takes care of him. The next day, he leaves some money with the innkeeper, asking him to take care of the man, and promises to reimburse him for any additional expenses. We call this the parable of the Good Samaritan, although the word good is never used in the text to describe the Samaritan. And it's not a word I think Jesus would use in this context. That's more along the dualistic lines of thinking that the lawyer had. No, Jesus is trying to open the lawyer's eyes to something more fundamental. And we hear it in the final question that Jesus poses to the lawyer at the conclusion of the parable. Which of these three was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? It's not about finding the right class of people to target. It's not about knowing where the bright line is. In that one question, Jesus completely reorients the conversation with the lawyer away from a who's in, who's out concept of neighbor, and redefines neighbor in terms of compassion, care, and kindness. The one who's a neighbor is the one who shows compassion and kindness to those who are in need of it. Loving each other is what creates the bonds of neighbor between us. It draws us near to each other, and this nearness is what being a neighbor is about. Neighbor is as neighbor does, so to speak, commentator Michael Rognes puts it. Neighbor is not defined by a location or group, but by those who need concern or care. On April 3, 1968, the night before he died, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave a speech in Memphis entitled, "I've Been to the Mountaintop." Within that speech, he called for developing what he called a kind of dangerous unselfishness. To illustrate what he was talking about, he looked to this parable of a compassionate and kind Samaritan on the road to Jericho. "It's possible," he said, "that the priest and the Levite looked over that man on the ground and wondered if the robbers were still around. Or it's possible that they felt that the man on the ground was merely faking, and he was acting like he had been robbed and hurt in order to seize them over there, lure them there for a quick and easy seizure. And so the first question that the Levite asked was, 'If I stop to help this man, what will happen to me?' But then the Good Samaritan came by, and he reversed the question. 'If I do not stop to help this man, what will happen to him?'" Who is my neighbor? When we begin to look at this question with empathy, seeing those who need us instead of trying to carve out a manageable group who are somehow deserving of our love, the whole question shifts. It becomes, who needs me to be a neighbor to them? To whom does my love draw me? Consider how the Samaritan in the parable differed from the priest and the Levite. He had compassion for the man who fell into the hands of the robbers. The Samaritan saw someone suffering and in need, and feeling the man's suffering, he was compelled to help him. This is what Dr. King meant by dangerous unselfishness. If we look at the Latin root of the word compassion, we see that it means suffer with. The pain of others causes us pain. We can understand their suffering and desire to alleviate it, just as we would want others to alleviate our suffering. It draws us into action, just as it drew the Samaritan into action in ways that the priest and Levite were not. Our friend the lawyer acknowledged all this when, in response to Jesus' question, "Which of these three was a neighbor to the man?" He replied, "The one who showed him mercy." The Greek word for mercy, eleos, means kindness or goodwill towards the miserable and the afflicted, joined with a desire to help them. To be a neighbor is to show kindness to those in need out of compassion for their need. So we're called by God to see all who need us, anywhere, at any time, as our neighbor, and to draw near to them and love them, being willing to share their suffering and seeking to alleviate it. Love seeks out neighbors to receive compassion and care even when established boundaries or prejudices conspire against it, commentator Matt Skinner reminds us. Jesus' lesson for the lawyer then becomes a lesson for us all. The lawyer comes to Jesus wanting to take to heart what Jesus teaches, but feels that he can only obey the commands to love if he knows exactly what the law commands. And so often we come from the same place. We want to know what the rules are and how to do the right things instead of listening to who we are called to be. Operating from this place, we miss the good news that Jesus brings, the new creation, the new way of love that he leads us into. Pastor Cynthia Jarvis got to the heart of this when she wrote, "There is a bit of the lawyer in us. To caricature us all, the many for whom the law is the gospel seek refuge in rules, glorify boundaries, enumerate norms, and codify discipleship. To answer a question that seeks definition and limit, even with the most expansive and inclusive words language can dare, is to affirm the law as gospel." The story Jesus tells the lawyer is a story that spells the end of the world ordered by our increasingly narrow definition of the neighbor defined by the law as gospel. The story Jesus tells is the story of the gospel as law. The old ways of thinking about who our neighbor is have been blown apart by Jesus. He has redefined neighbor so that we might no longer see our neighbor in terms of race, religion, proximity, or any other easily definable parameter. Instead, Jesus invites us to let love lead us to have compassion for anyone in need, and to let that compassion lead us to be a neighbor to them. If we understand the gospel as law instead of the law as gospel, then the neighborhood is endless. Everyone is my neighbor because we all find ourselves in need at some point. No one is excluded. I was struck by something that I heard Bishop Hunt of the Diocese of the Rio Grande say in a webinar a couple of weeks ago. He said, "Jesus told us to love our neighbor not because it's easy, but because God wants us to live in a neighborhood." Think about that. God created us all as his children. Wouldn't he want us all to be close to each other, to be near to each other, to love each other as family, to bind up each other's wounds and alleviate each other's suffering, to console each other in our grief, and to protect each other from harm? We are all precious in the eyes of God. And despite our differences, Jesus reminds us that God desires that we all see each other as God sees us. So maybe the question for each of us to ask is not, "Who is my neighbor?" but rather, "Who am I not being a neighbor to? Who am I not showing mercy to? Who am I not showing kindness and compassion to in their time of need? Jesus gave us the example of the Samaritan to make clear to us our calling. And like the lawyer, our charge is now to go and do likewise. May God give us the strength and the love in our hearts to wholeheartedly answer his call. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You have heard the word. Now the work begins. Let us go forth in the name of Christ and to remember to love your neighbor. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.